From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 28, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekosevic and Ryan Anglum are reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County investigators have been so far unable to determine the cause of the fire that destroyed the Lincoln Auction Service Building in Coxsackie on Saturday, April 25th. The 100-year-old building, known locally as Lincoln Center, was left a burned-out shell that was still too dangerous for fire investigators to enter on Monday. A witness told the paper the smoke and flames could be seen for miles. On Saturday, it took five local fire departments 2 hours to bring the blaze under control. Coxsackie Fire Department Assistant Chief Scott Bennett said there were no known injuries. The Bronc Museum, located behind the building, was never in any danger, according to fire officials, because the wind was blowing in the other direction. The property is owned by Anthony Patsky, a former Athens Village trustee and retired teacher. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. It is believed the age of the building and its contents worked as a catalyst in feeding the blaze. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Monday, April 27th, the state Senate minority pushed for legislation action on a bill that would close the loophole that allows limited liability companies to donate as if they were individual entities and not tentacles of larger business concerns. Senator Daniel Squadron's bill would treat LLCs like corporations or other joint stock entities for the purpose of campaign limits. The State Board of Election deadlocked last week on a proposal to revisit its 1996 ruling that created the loophole. Approximately an hour after the Democrats' press conference, the Electronics Committee met and approved the bill, moving it to corporations for further consideration. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo included the LLC loophole closure in his executive budget proposal, but did not make it one of the five mandatory ethics fixes in the final fiscal plan. The governor's campaign is the state's most successful recipient of LLC dollars. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. New York will launch a pilot program to provide free English language training via mobile phones to hundreds of immigrants who may lack regular access to a classroom, a computer, or the internet, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on April 27. Audio and text lessons will be made for personal cell phones under the program. Initially, it is being set up to reach farm workers in the Dairy Belt in both the Finger Lakes and North Country regions, and downstate in the Hudson Valley and New York City. Cuomo claims it is the first state program of its kind in the country. Finally, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on April 27th that state buildings will turn off non-essential outdoor lighting from 11 p.m. to dawn during the times of peak bird migration from April 15th through May 31st and August 15th through November 15th. The governor's office says excessive outdoor lighting can cause fatal light attraction among birds who use stars to navigate. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says an estimated 500 million to a billion birds annually in the United States die through collisions with windows, walls, floodlights, or the ground. So as for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day today with the temperature high near 60 degrees. There will be a north wind at 9 to 16 miles an hour with gusts as high as 28 miles an hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers, mainly after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Sunrise today was at 5:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:51 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 57 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 28th day of April 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.